Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Oh, I feel bad for this woman.
Yep.
I think she already knows the right answer, but I think she just needs you guys to help her make the right decision.
Yai. I'm 27 and have a 37-year-old boyfriend that I've been with for 6 years. We have two kids together, and I'm lost with my life right now. Since we've been together, he hasn't done anything. He has no goals, he stays up all hours of the night drinking beer and playing video games, and we still live in an apartment that's too small for us. I feel like he's never going to man up and take care of the things he needs to. It's already hard enough with how much I'm working just to make ends meet. I don't think I could do it with the kids by myself, though. I just feel stuck, and this isn't what I had pictured for my life. Do I just admit that I wasted 6 years and throw it all away for nothing? What do I do? How do I get him to start acting like a real man? This is from Danielle.
How does that make you feel?
Well, Danielle, I mean, you backed the wrong horse, so you can continue to blame him for your bad choices, I guess.
But
why didn't you get out a long time ago then?
I think she, like a lot of women, thought, if I just stay a little longer, if I have one kid with him, if I have a second kid, something's eventually going to flip that responsibility switch on in this dude.
Plus with women too, the reason I think they stay longer than they should is because that means that it admits that you were wrong or women feel guilty and they feel bad. Yeah.
To leave a relationship is admitting a failure.
Exactly. And she sounds like she's done everything on her end that she can do.
There's a 10-year... I would almost believe this if it were the other way around. If he were 27 and still playing video game stuff. This guy's 37 years old and still isn't getting his poo in a grew.
Exactly.
Why is that not happening?
Right. And then you always brought up a good point. You have to push men into decisions. Like to become a husband.
I think you have to push a lot of men, yeah.
You got to push a lot of guys. So can we say to her, hey, you know, you shouldn't have to be pushing, but if to get what you want, you should have been pushing this guy.
Having two kids should have been enough.
For him to, like, snap out of it, or?
Knowing that you are legally, let's pretend you have no soul, and you don't care about the little child laying in front of you that needs diapers, pants, milk, all those things. Legally, you're financially responsible for a human being till they're 18-ish.
Right, so at least do the basic legal minimum.
Wouldn't you think?
Or something.
What? I don't know what to do. This is one of those OPPs where we're all looking at it going, who doesn't know the right answer here? Is there anybody that doesn't know the right? The answer is, I get it. You've put 6 years into it. And it sucks to say you wasted those 6 years. Can't say you wasted it
because you have two kids. Yeah. Women do that all the time when they're in a bad relationship. I hate that guy. Hate him. But I can't really hate the relationship totally because I got two beautiful, wonderful children out of it. Which is the same for her.
I know I'm going to catch hell for this, but like there are times let's pretend this is an investment. Like you said, there's a time in your life where you bought a stock in something at $100, like a share. And 2 years later, it's down to $80. And you say to yourself, well, I got to ride it till it gets back up there.
Mm-hmm.
2 years later, it's down to 60. And you say to yourself, I've got to ride it at least till it's back up to that 80. I'd love to see. 2 years later, it's down to 40. At a certain point,
yeah,
you have to cut your losses.
You do.
Or you're going to lose everything.
There it is. Good analogy. Lose everything.
And she's losing
slowly.
So now she's sitting here going, I'm 6 years in. If I just stay a little longer, he may flip and this may be a $100 stock again. Is it ever going to be a $100 stock?
That's a tough one. I would say not.
If he's 37 and playing video games.
Drinking beer every night.
And has no goals.
Yeah. But see, okay.
Is the light going to come on when it's like his 40th birthday? He's going to go, oh my God, what have I been doing?
I think that's what she's been hoping for, because would you, ladies, when you're time to pick a life mate and build a life and a family, start a family, do you pick the guy that still doesn't have any goals? I get it. It was years ago and you're younger. You don't have any goals. But if you're going to make this leap, you got to make sure the guy you're hooking up with has some of this going for him.
Has like
a goal,
a foundation,
at least,
something.
Something.
They don't have to be established, but they got to have
drive.
At least like the arrow on his compass is pointing in
nice.
A direction
yeah.
of.
So she invested 6 years, didn't get any return on her investment.
Now what? How? Here's the thing. Again, I feel like, and if there's somebody who thinks she should stay with this guy, we'll take you first. But what she needs now is, this is a woman who's clearly screwed. She's got two kids. She knows she can't make ends meet by herself with those two kids. What, are you going to get child support out of this guy?
Right.
You're not. So at this point, she needs us to empower her, in my opinion. She wants us to empower her to be able to leave this guy.
Dang,
to tell her that it's not impossible.
Right. And it's not impossible, but she even said that in her OPP, and you just reiterated it, that, hey, we got two kids. Me leaving with them is probably not possible.
And she said the thing. I didn't really catch
man
it.
Man up!
Well, she says the man up stuff, but she says, do I just admit that I wasted 6 years? So that seems to be one of her stumbling blocks, is having to tell her friends and tell her mom and tell everybody, I backed the wrong horse.
Yes, for 6 years.
And now I need to stop, but I don't know how to stop because I'm so intertwined with him
yeah.
because of the two kids. And maybe he doesn't contribute a ton financially, but it's enough. And maybe he doesn't watch the kids a bunch, but it's enough that she can survive. So to walk away from it puts her at a level below zero.
Well, the way I see it is she's already there kind of a little bit. I mean, he's not really there to be helping out anything. She's practically a single mom anyway.
But practically and all the way, I think that's what we need.
Take the step. One more step.
But one more step feels like, I think she needs some people who took that step of, like, it's scary as hell to her. She's like, I'm screwed without this loser.
Yeah.
But somebody empower this woman who's got a 37-year-old video game playing, drinking, worthless boyfriend. Didn't even marry her.
Yeah.
After two kids. I'm sorry.
That's on her.
I'm getting all old-fashioned.
But isn't that on her a little bit, though?
Because she didn't force the issue?
That, or then you were fine riding along this ride for 6 years, not seeing a ring or any promise in the future.
And now you want it all.
Yeah.
If you can help Danielle, if you think she should ride this out a little longer, if you've ridden an investment after 6 years of it, making it look like it's going to go nowhere, and if it paid off, she'd love to hear that. But if not, help her find the strength to walk away from 6 years of her life. Kim?
Yeah. I say you leave. Either get him to leave or you leave. Ooh. I stayed for 11 years. I eventually took me and my three kids. I only had a job making $10 an hour, but I did it. And I'm much better off. I found a great man. We've got two children together as well now, and better to have wasted 6 years than 20 years down the road.
Dang.
You never get those years back. Never.
Did you feel, can you hear the pain in her voice where she's like, where she doesn't want to let go because the six is already invested, and it's admitting that you failed at six years of your life?
It's okay to fail. We all fail. I mean, a child fails the first time they, like, fall over when they're learning to walk. It's learning to walk away that she needs to learn. She just needs to learn to walk away. Just accept the fact that you fail. Everybody fails. He is never going to be any more than what he is today. He is the best today that he is ever going to be.
You believe that?
I believe that. Because think about that. When we date someone, they are the best they are. You're never any better.
Yeah.
He's not putting anything in to that relationship. Zero, other than helping her have children. He's putting nothing else into that relationship.
What's that old line? The power in the relationship resides with the person who cares the least.
I don't think I've ever heard that, but it's absolutely true.
Kind of, right?
Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
He does not care. And she's doing everything, and he's just like a sponge. He's sucking everything out of her, and he gives nothing back for her, nothing.
Kim, what did you do in your relationship? You did all the normal things to, like, kick his ass off the couch or just get him motivated?
I tried everything to motivate him, and he just wouldn't get motivated. And one day, I was just like, why am I wasting my time? It's my life. It's my children's life. The man that is in your children's life is the example of what a husband and a partner should be. And if that's what you think a husband and partner should be for your grandchildren, then stay. If you want your grandchildren to have a great parent, then leave, because that's the example you're setting for them.
Jeez.
Thank you for the call, Kim.
Yeah, Kim.
Congratulations on getting away from it. You know what it is? Like, you're probably going to live past 60, right? But let's just pretend we all die at 60. 6 years is 10% of her life. It's like, to admit that I messed up 10% of my life is a hard pill to swallow. So
that
you're like,
is.
I don't want to say that I made a mistake for 10% of my life.
It's hard to.
Alexa.
Hi.
Hi.
It is a hard pill to swallow, but it's not that hard. It will go down. I was there. I had a 5-year marriage, and I actually have one child who it wasn't his biological child, but that's the only father that she knew. He was very controlling money-wise, so I had to leave with nothing, literally nothing, no family, no. I went to a homeless shelter with my child for 3 months
to
get away from this man who there was no future, no going anywhere with him. No, he was very abusive and bad situation. So I didn't want to raise my child like that. And I couldn't see my future like that. And I wanted to give her more than I could offer at that point.
You were just as scared as Danielle is when you took that plunge. You were like, I'm going to lose everything, but it's going to be worth it.
Yeah. You feel like you are losing everything, but what you're gaining is your spirit. She'll be okay. I don't know if she can hear me right now, but she will be okay. It will be fine. No matter what happens, just stay strong. You do what's right for yourself and the kids. You don't do what's right for anybody else. That's the only thing that matters. And she'll get help along the way. The universe will come through and give her what she needs. It might be tough. I had to eat from food bank food for a year after I left.
Wow.
But it's okay. And now my hands are shaking, but I'm in such a better place. I met a fabulous guy who I'm extremely in love with, and my daughter doesn't see this misery every day. She's a happy child, and this is what I wanted for her. I wanted her to see the strong, independent woman that takes care of herself and takes care of a child, and I did that, and I feel so much better now. It was hell going through it, but it will be fine.
Wow.
Good for you.
Good for you, Alexa.
Yeah,
amen,
Alexa,
Steve.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you for the call.
Wow. Wow.
But do you see how scary? She had to go to a homeless shelter.
She's still shaking thinking about it,
so,
too.
So, like, Danielle's sitting here going, no, I don't want to go to a homeless. It's too much. She has too much pride for that. So she's going to stay with this. God, I almost said bad words there forever. Jordan?
Yai.
What do you think?
I think she's gotta get out of there. I play a lot of video games. Now I'm in my early 20s, but I know a lot of dads with, like, some up to 4 kids that are in their 40s that play video games.
Yes.
And they're great fathers, great husbands. They know how to multitask. They know how to, you know, they know how to be a parent. If their kid needs something, they're willing to step away. It doesn't matter what they're doing, what the game is. They put it down and they go do the responsibility that they signed up for.
Exactly.
And I think that the investment analogy was perfect. I mean, it sucks to think that time is wasted when it's not. But the first thought is, oh my God, I just did so much time and effort went into this and I'm going to let it go. But she'll be better off. She'll know down the road who to be like, this is a no, this guy's not ready to commit. I think she'd be better off if she just was able to walk away.
So you kind of hold her responsible too. It's just, we can't just dump on that guy.
Right.
It's on. I do think responsibility should be shared, because 6 years, you know, no marriage, nothing, you know, you kind of know, you get to know someone I think, in less time than that. And, I mean, I do think it should be shared. The guy definitely, I think, takes the bulk of it. Like, he should have known what he was signing up for, especially when kid number one came around.
Absolutely.
And then let alone kid number two, like, that didn't click for you. But she also does, she has also has control over her own life. So it's both responsibility and now she has the freedom to say, this is no longer what I want.
Nice.
Thank you for the call, Jordan. I just hope that all you guys calling in, and hopefully you'll be doing this on Facebook as well in a little bit, like, give her the strength to maybe have to go to a shelter. Because that's probably, like,
probably what she's going to have to do.
Jen?
Yay, guys.
Yay.
What do you think?
Well, I was in a real similar situation, and I, to use your expression, backed the wrong horse. In my case, it was 4 years and one kid, and it took me having to throw his things out and literally get rid of him and tell my family the truth and admit that this had been a huge mess for him to wake up, laughed, and then did everything he gave back, and 10 years later, we're happy.
So this was, like, instead of this having a negative ending with you going off into the sunset, this is the light bulb turned on with you leaving him.
Well, yeah, because all the threats were empty. He realized after 4 years of me threatening him and telling him, you got to do this and you got to do that, that I had actually had enough. You know, I threw his things off the balcony and I was done.
Good for you.
You know what? It is true. I don't want to keep putting the blame on Danielle, but, like, Danielle, you got pregnant. Yes, it's a two-way street, but then you knew he wasn't coming around with kid one. You didn't take steps to avoid getting pregnant a second time. Then now you have two kids. You don't crack the whip and make him, like, you've handled the kids. What do you think? A guy who's lazy who wants to play video games, if somebody's doing all the crap for him,
why should he stop?
Why would he stop?
I wouldn't. One of two things is going to happen. One of two things, of either she's going to move on with her life and things are going to get better, or she's going to move on with her life and that's going to make him wake up. Either way, she's
moving on. Either way, moving on is the right thing to do right now. Thank you for the call, Jen.
Yeah.
I never thought about that waking him up. It might. He's 37,
Seven,
bro.
You're right.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
All right. If again, you guys were trying to push her over the hump. I think we all agree that leaving this guy is the right thing to do. But if you have more words or maybe you have resources of where she could stay.
Please. Yeah.
We'll take it all.
Yeah. Go find the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.